Mandela
has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
L'shem Yichud Kudshabri Kuish Kintebi Tilu Urkimu Utilu Utilu Urkimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yichud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Lahino Amadonai Elohino Aleinu Maaseya
has joined.
Today we will be studying the second Aliyah, which runs from Genesis chapter 32, verse 14 to verse 30. It's a total of 17 verses, and 17, as we know, is the number connected to the Hebrew word tov.
Genesis 42?
No, we're on chapter 32, verses 14 to 30. Verse 14. Vayalen sham balayla ahu vayika Min haba biyado, min chal esav achiv. Izin matayim utyashim, esrim rachelim matayim, ve'elim esrim, gemalim menikot. Uvnehem shiloshim, parod arbaim, uvarim, asara, achonot esrim, vayarim lasara, vayiten biyad avadav, eder, eder, levado, vayomer. El avadav ivru lefanai perevach tasimu beneder uveneder vayatzav et harishon lemor kifgashcha esavachi ushelcha lemor Miata Viana Hetele Ulmi Elefaneha Viamarta Leav de Shateha Leako Mincha He Sheluha Ladoni Leesa Vine Vayatzav gam et hasheni, gam et hashlishi, gam et kol haholchim, achare haadarim lemor, kadavar hazeh, kadabirun el es Savvimotachem itoto va'amartem gam hine avdecha Yaakov acharenu ki amaraka prapanav bamincha acholechet lifanai v'achare ken ere banav olai yisafanai v'ta'avor hamincha al panav v'hulan balaila ha'hu b'machane Vayakam belaila hu vayika et shite nashav et shite shivchotav v'et achad asar yiladav vayavor et ma'avor ma'avar yabok vayikachem Vayavirem et hanachal, vayaver et asher lo. Vayivater Yaakov levado, vayayavek ishimo alalot hashachar, vayarkilo. Yakolo Vaiga Beka Yerekovateka Kaf Yerech Yakobehe Alkoimo Vayomer Shalcheni Ki Alaha Shahar Vayomer Lo Shalecha ki im berachtani vayomer elav shemecha vayomer Yaakov vayomer lo Yaakov ye'amayer od shimcha ki im Yisrael Ki sareta im Elohim v'im anashim v'atukal v'yishal Yaakov v'yomer hagida nashemecha v'yomer lamazet yishal lishmi v'yivarech We have completed the Hebrew reading for today, the second Aliyah. We'll now look to understand from the English translations. Verse 4 of chapter 32. So he lodged there on that night. Excuse me, it's verse 14. So he lodged there on that night, and he took from what came into his hand a gift for his brother Esau. Two hundred she-goats and 20 he-goats and 200 ewes and 20 rams. Do you think all of that came into his hand? Physically into his hand? Do you think these numbers have no meaning? Of course they have meanings. represent partial completions or completions of various stages. And they relate to the difference between the animals as well. You would give 10-1 between the male and the female. Verse 16, 30 nursing camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 she-donkeys and 10 he-donkeys. And he gave into the hands of his servants each herd individually. And he said to his servants, pass on ahead of me and make a space between one herd and another herd. And he commanded the first one, saying, when my brother Esau meets you and asks you, saying, to whom do you belong, and where are you going, and from whom are these before you? And for whom are these before you? You shall say, I belong to your servant Jacob. It is a gift sent to my master, to Esau. And behold, he himself is behind us. And he commanded also the second one, and also the third one. Also all those who followed the herd, saying, in this manner shall you speak to Esau when you meet him. And you shall say, also behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease his anger with the gift that is going before me, and afterwards I will see his face. Perhaps he will favor me. So the gift passed on before him, and he lodged that night in the camp. And he arose during that night, and he took his two wives, and his two maidservants, and his 11 children, and he crossed the ford of the Yabbok. We know from our study Sunday morning, that the river Yabbok has a gematria of 112, and that gematria represents the unity of the name Elohim, which is 86, when connected to Hashem, which is 26. And 86 plus 26 is 112. But we also know that the name Elohim The name Echieh, which is 21, and Hashem, which is 26, and Adonai, which is 65, totals 112. So these two frames of reference called Yabbok, the sum of these unity of these different names of God, it's very much related to the holiday of Hanukkah that is approaching us. It's very much related to turning on the light. And there are many other aspects of thought and understanding that can be achieved with the word Yud, Bet, Kuf. Verse 24, and he took them and brought them across the stream, and he took across what was his. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. Why was Jacob left alone? The Torah hasn't told us yet. The Midrash tells us he went back across to gather a vial of oil connected to the holiday of Hanukkah. And by choosing to be alone at night, Jacob invited the attack by the angel of Esau. Verse 26, when he saw that he could not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip became dislocated as he wrestled with him. And he, the angel, said, "Let me go, for dawn is breaking." But he, Jacob, said, "I will not let you go unless you have blessed me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because you have commanding power with an angel of God and with men, and you have prevailed." You learn in this verse that negative angels lie. How do we know that? Because Jacob did not lose the name Jacob, but Israel was added to it. That Jacob would move between these two levels of consciousness throughout his life. But the angel doesn't tell you that. The angel says, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob," which is a lie. Verse 30. And Jacob asked and said, "Now tell me your name." And he said, "Why is it that you ask for my name?" And he blessed him there. There's a very big secret in this verse, a secret that every mother knows. Every parent knows, because the favorite question of the 4 and 5 year olds is why? And it becomes exasperating because there is always a deeper lesson, a deeper reason, a deeper understanding that we can achieve. And that's what the child is digging for, the ultimate truth. So he keeps asking why, and the parents say, "Well, he's not ready for that." So they'll give him an answer, and he will say, "Why?" But the name of the angel, the name of the Satan, one of the names, is why. "Why is it that you ask for my name?" is the name of Satan. Satan doesn't want to give up his name, because if you know his name, you have access to control Satan and defeat him. What is the name of Satan, the deeper name of Satan? Why? That's the end of the reading. Does anyone have any questions? This morning I read a tremendous Chidush. I hope you appreciate it, because I'm going to relate it to you. First off, what is a Chidush? Chidush, just like Chodesh, comes from the word that means newness. A Chodesh is a new month. A Chidush is a new Torah revelation. You may have heard the word mamash from various Orthodox rabbis. It's a word that's used in the writings of the Hasidic movement. Mamash. They'll make a statement, the sky is blue, mamash. It's used for emphasis. Its literal meaning is really. The sky is really blue. But there are other meanings to it. As a noun, it means substance or essence. I really shouldn't say essence, as I will explain in a minute. Concreteness, reality, another word for physicality. And importance, because it's emphasizing what was said before it. But if you look at the word mamash, it's spelled mem, mem, shin. And it's missing a letter to spell the word shamayim, which is heaven. Heaven is composed of water and fire. Shin, the passion, mayim, the loving kindness. This is the essence of heaven. What I read today is Rashi, the biblical commentator, in this discussion of sending angels, is questioning or reinforcing, why would he send angels? And Rashi says he sent angels mamash. He really did send angels. And the question is why? Because it's highly not recommended for us to send angels. If you know the name of the angel, you can send them. You can task them with something to do for you. But it's not recommended because you don't understand the system and the mechanics of sending angels. But of course, Jacob did. But why did he send these angels? And what the Hasidic movement does explain that he really did send angels, but he didn't send all of the angels. He only sent the physical component of the angel. And it comes from the word mamash. By taking out the yud, leaving the yud off, which he kept. Jacob kept the yud, the connection to Hashem. All he sent was the physical reality of the angel. Heaven is spelled shin, mem, yud, mem, sofi. Mamash is spelled mem, mem, shin. It's missing the yud. Jacob kept the yud and sent the physicality. That is what Esav received. If he had sent the connection to heaven, if he had sent the yud, he would have been deeding control of the heaven to Esau, and we would be contesting at that level as much as we contest on the physical level. Some of what I told you, I read, and some of what I told you was my opinion based on understanding what I have studied today. And we are going to read one verse from the Igeret Ramban. We're going to read verse 14, I believe it is. Paragraph 14. If you don't know where to find the Igeret HaRamban, it's on the Unique Astrological Times link. And when it opens up, look for the number on the right of each Hebrew paragraph, and you will see a small faded number, and that's the counting of that. Tikra ha'igeret hazot pa'am achat b'shavua v'lo tifot v'kaima v'lalechet Latamid Achar Hashem Yitbarach Leman Titzliach V'kol Dirakecha V'tizke La'olam Haba Hatzafun L'tzadikim U'v'chol Yom Shetikra'ena Ya'anucha min ha-shamayim, kasher ya'ale alimcha, lishe'ol ad ha'olam. Amen, Selah. This is the last section. The last paragraph for the Igeret HaRamban, at least this version. Read this letter at least once a week and not less. Fulfill it, and in so doing, walk with it forever in the ways of the Lord, with the ways of Hashem. May he be blessed so that you will succeed in all your ways. This is how you will succeed and merit the world that is coming, which is reserved for the righteous. Every day that you shall read this letter, heaven shall answer whatever arises in your heart to request forever. Amen. Selah. Always remember the word Selah, which has no translation, has the meaning of a pause to reflect and to contemplate what you just read. This Selah is to contemplate all of the 14 paragraphs. All of the 14 paragraphs. And remember, the number 14 connects to manifestation through King David as the chariot for Malchut. Does anyone have any questions? We have three more classes today. Our 11 o'clock class, all times are West Coast times. Our 11 o'clock class will be continuing our series of basic classes. have a deep Zohar class at 4:30. And I remind you that starting, I believe it's when Hanukkah starts, a week from Wednesday, so about 10 days from now, we will be doing candle lighting with the meditation that we started to learn on Sunday, and we'll be continuing to learn this next Sunday. But at 4:30 this afternoon, at West Coast time, we will have a deep Zohar class. And our 7 o'clock class will be an essay by the Ari on the parasha of Vayishlach. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful day. Shalom.
Thank you.
Has joined.